It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Did anybody try that little experiment with communication that we talked about yesterday on the show? Like, we were trying to figure out, like, what's the best way when you're in a relationship, almost so you don't burn it out, like, so you actually have stuff to talk about when you see your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your significant other.
I did.
All right. And the whole idea of this was, like, just to not communicate throughout the day. Like, don't text them everything. Don't tell them every detail. Don't call. Alex, you tried it? Because I didn't try it.
Well, so did you try it, Live the Web Girl?
Well, so me and Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, we don't really text a lot, but we call each other like throughout the day. And so, yeah, we did call each other throughout the day.
Okay, so Liv and
Nobody else was willing to do this besides
me. I didn't even know we were doing this.
Well, I mean, we just had talked about it. I just figured maybe some of you would want to try the experiment. Joe, you're always asking for ways to improve your marriage. Why didn't you want to try it?
No, not really. I mean, I say that, but my marriage is kind of where it's at.
Oh my God!
It's horrible.
No, it's not. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, it's called laziness. I wanted to try it, so I did text the Egyptian, my boyfriend, and I told him like right after that segment, hey, for the rest of the day, some listeners called in. They said that one secret to their happy relationship is that they don't talk to each other throughout the day, and they wait till the end, and then you have so much stuff to tell each other, and it makes for great conversation. So let's do it. And he was like, oh, you're not going to be able to do this. And I was like, yes, I am. And so he was like, okay, fine, when we'll start it right now. And I was like, okay. So that was, you know, 7 something in the morning.
Okay.
Because it was yesterday morning at this time. And then we went all the way till about 1 o'clock. And all of a sudden, my phone is ringing.
I'm sorry. 1 p.m.?
Yes.
All the way.
What do you mean?
1 p.m.
Wait, that's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 6 hours.
11.
6 hours.
6 hours. Oh, my God.
How much are you guys talking?
We talk a lot. We text all day throughout the day. We talk on the phone throughout the day.
See, I won't. The first time I'll talk to Joel Daddy on the phone is about probably 1 o'clock, and it's probably for maybe 5 minutes, but. Like, he'll text me in the morning, like, a cute Bitmoji, and we'll send, like, Bitmojis back and forth for, like, 15 minutes, but that's, like, about it.
Is that what you're doing over there when I'm trying to ask you to help out with something? You're like, sorry, I got
a Bitmoji. No, I'm sorry. I'm editing audio when I'm doing that, but I'm sorry. Okay, continue. So 1 o'clock comes around, and what happens?
So my phone rings, and it's the Egyptian.
Ring, 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 ring.
And I'm like, why are you calling me? Because I was mad. I was like, you're ruining our little trial.
Right.
And he goes, I don't like this. So he thought I wasn't going to be able to wait all day to talk, but I was doing fine. I was good.
The Egyptian's soft.
The Egyptian is soft. He's whipped.
Oh, poor Egyptian.
So he could not handle it. He's like, I don't like not talking to you, and I want to know what's going on and whatever. So anyway, we ended up not being able to go through with it. But I wondered if anyone else had tried it since they heard us talk about it on the show yesterday about not talking for a long time.
I think that if Lindsay and I planned that out, we could go a couple of days without talking.
Couple of days. Now, see, that's unhealthy.
No, see, I disagree with you. I think you reach a certain point in your relationship where you don't have to say anything to each other. You know each other.
Right. Well, that's my little update. I wanted to try it out. I'm disappointed that we didn't make it, but we did make it 6 hours. And for people that talk pretty, on average,
all
like once
time.
An hour, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say that's pretty
good
for us.
Usually he'll call you as the show's over at 10 o'clock. You're like, hey, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you think this is something you're going to try to go even longer, like to try to build up kind of a tolerance to longer time, or is this one and done?
No, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think it was a really good piece of advice that a bunch of listeners gave yesterday. However, I mean, when I did try it, even for just 6 hours, when we did talk on the phone at 1 o'clock yesterday, I had so much to tell him. So, I mean, I guess it's true. If you hold off not talking as much, you will have more things to discuss.
Well, you know what? You gave in to that, but at least you still have your virginity.
Excuse you. I did not give in. It was his fault. He gave in.